Afternoon again, everyone. Scott here at SEO. It's a very cold, snowy afternoon here in Brentwood, so I thought I'd take some time out and record another Audio Boo broadcast. Today on the topic of PageRank. Some people know what it is, some people don't. Some people don't think it's relevant anymore. Some people really don't have a clue. So I'll try and explain this really complicated subject in as close to plain English as I can. When most people consider PageRank, they think it is the little green bar that appears in most web browsers. And normally it's a number between 0 and 10. It's not the true PageRank, but it is the PageRank that most people look at. Actually, PageRank doesn't just have 11 values, 0 to 10. It definitely starts at 0, and it's debated amongst SEOs, but it can go from 0 to literally millions in scale. The measure you see in your browser is a scale that's applied to that true PageRank to try and put some value on it. But it's not a straightforward linear scale, so a PageRank of 6 definitely isn't twice as good as a PageRank of 3. They say that to go from each step in the PageRank scale is 10 times more complicated. So it's very, very difficult to go from a 1 to a 2, from 2 to a 3, and so on. So there's just a quick guide. What is PageRank anyway? It's a measure of a page's importance, but importantly, not its relevance. And what this means is how many links has a page got. It's also worth knowing that about 22% of any web page's ability to rank in Google is determined by its page rank. Now, that value is somewhat, again, debated by the SEO community, but that's the guide. And also, about 23% of a page's ability to rank is given by the overall authority of the whole domain. So it's important that every page on your website counts. The more pages you have, the better. The higher page rank all of those pages are, the better also. Page rank is a very complex mathematical formula. I can't even begin to explain that in an audio broadcast. I'll add it to the blog post when I publish it online. But in plain English, it is it's the number is 1, it always starts with 1, minus what's called a dampening effect. And the dampening effect, as you'll understand later, is about 0.85. So 1 minus the dampening effect plus D, which is the dampening effect, times the page rank of every page that links to you, divided by the number of links on that page. So if you've got a really important page that links to you and you're the only link that comes from that one page, then your page will be given 0.85% of that page rank. If that important page has 10 links, then that will be divided 10 ways and you'll get a small slice of that page rank. That's as much as I can explain without writing it down. So please do look at the blog post and check out the formula. It should make a little bit more sense if you want to know. But hopefully, as you can tell from my inability to explain the formula, it's a very complicated topic. And it's one to which there actually isn't a definitive answer. Only the people at Google know. And it's a very, very closely guarded secret. And it's something that is updated all of the time. You need to make the most of your page rank, and this needs to be done with a proper linking structure and a linking strategy. And it's not just about external links, getting other people to link into your website, but the internal links that you've got between the different pages and sections of your site. You need to look at this. This is called link sculpting. And there's some very easy ways to get this wrong, some very easy ways to get this right. It's something that we spend a bit of time doing at SEO, just fixing the internal architecture of links. That's enough. It's a very complicated topic, but I guess I'll finish just by saying that SEO isn't just about adding a few meta tags. It's quite complicated and needs to be done by professionals. And of course, as I always end up saying, that's what we do here at SEO. If you have any questions, re-link, sculpting, page rank, etc., please give us a call. Thank you.